Thousands of staff members and beneficiaries of various non-profit organizations in Gauteng are facing persistent funding issues that have left many of them on the brink of shutting their doors. This comes as the Gauteng Social Development Department scrambles to finalize the signing of service level agreements, SLAs, with the NPOs, which will allow these organizations to continue receiving much-needed funding and remain operational and accessible. This has been an ongoing issue for the past 2 years. Ayanda Nyati, a social auxiliary worker at the West Rand Association for People with Disabilities, WRAPD, shares how the funding crisis has affected their operations.
Since that we are not being funded is the challenging and is very painful outside there for the people with a disability. Right now, I've got 2 cases of abuse and being raped, and I was coming from the hospital in Leratong. It's very, very sad because of we cannot even put those ladies to the shelter or something, because we don't have money. It is very, very, very painful because we cannot even deliver the services to them because of, again, the transport. Like, we don't have nothing. Like, it's very, 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 very painful, and it's very sad also for them that we cannot be able to assist them. So I don't know, maybe we can, I don't know what to do.
Another staff member at WRAPD shared a distressing voice note from a disabled young woman who was apparently left with a swollen lip after a beating by her mother. She is unable to receive help due to the situation facing the sector.
If you could see the injuries I suffered to my mouth, you would pity me. My mom has been beating me with a stick.
At least 62 organizations have been affected by the funding crisis. These include Epworth Children's Home, People Opposing Women Abuse Power, Family South Africa, FAMSA, the South African National Council on Alcoholism and Drug Dependence, SANCA, to name a few. Audio gathered by Times Live reporter Kanyisile Ngcobo. Reporting 4 Times Live, I am Demi Buzo.